More than a week since parts of Canada, including Essex County, witnessed a total solar eclipse. And those who saw it are still talking about it. Steve Bellerin is an astronomer at the University of Windsor and a longtime member of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada Windsor chapter. And I turned to him to find out more of his thoughts on it and what to do with those glasses. Steve, before we get into talking about the eclipse glasses that are hanging around everywhere, people's cars and on their counters and whatnot, let's step back. You know, a little over a week ago, we had this big eclipse, and I know that you and other local astronomers were out kind of helping people out, talking about things, and you did for months beforehand also with some great lectures and things going on. How did that day unroll for you? How did you feel about it?
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about it right now. My experience with people after the eclipse and during my talks and all my interactions during sales of glasses and so on was fantastic. People were just so pumped about seeing the eclipse, and then of course afterwards, people were even more pumped about how exciting it was and how different what a life. Unique life experience it was for people to get to see this. A lot of people made comments about the fact that it was much better than they thought it was going to be. The other thing that really struck me about it was a real family event. Everybody seemed excited about it. I was down at Point Pelee during the eclipse, and just seeing families coming back on the shuttle from being down at the tip and having thousands of people down there and the kids coming back and being excited to the point of jumping around. It was a great experience, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, you know, I heard afterwards some of our listeners had said, "Oh, you know, I wish I'd realized how much different it would be if I'd, you know, driven a few minutes because they weren't in totality." I think, though, you know, you and I know here at our station, we try our best to really kind of drive that home of how lucky we were going to be so close. You didn't have to travel far to get in that path of totality, and yet what a difference it was in just a few kilometers.
Yes, well, I know that people in Windsor, from what I heard, really experienced the change in temperature, mm-hmm. And of course the darkness that occurred, but there was definitely something special about seeing this kind of wave of darkness as the shadow approached over the lake and hearing the animals, especially where I was in the park there, the frogs started croaking and birds just went crazy singing. I don't know if people experienced that in downtown Windsor or in the other municipalities where they didn't see totality. But, and also just to be able to see the sun's outer atmosphere and just how black the moon looked, you know, when we were looking at that dark side of the moon and the flames that were sticking out from behind the edge of the moon. A lot of people commented on how surprised they were at all the visual effects and how it felt like they could actually feel that something weird was happening. It wasn't just something visual. It was, you could hear, you know, changes. Some people reported hearing a sonic boom as the shadow of the moon approached over the lake. I didn't hear that myself. I was busy doing other things with cameras and so on, but yeah, it was a very visceral, physical kind of thing that people experienced, and it was great. I mean, I tried to get that message out to people during my talks. Of course, not everybody was able to hear about that, but anyway, it certainly pumped up people to spread the word. Maybe the next time there's an eclipse somewhere in our area, people might be willing to travel for it.
I was really glad to see so many, excuse me, really glad to see so many young people that were out, you know, families together taking this in. And I wonder, you know, how many, this kind of experience, you know, captured that, you know, sprung that curiosity in kids who might, you know, go further into science than they might have, you know, something as simple as this, but so almost life-changing.
Well, I hope it was. I mean, it's nice to have something to... I guess it's nice to have something that the kids can experience physically, you know, some way of making science relevant to experiences that they have in their lives so that in the future they might have a little more curiosity about the things around them and ask questions instead of being kind of glued to their phones, right? We want to try excite them a little bit and make them lifelong learners. And certainly an experience like this would be something that would certainly motivate them to try and learn more about not only eclipses, but other things in nature. I mean, it's an important part of being aware of the world around them and the effects that we're having on it, you know, mm-hmm. and that's important for kids to understand.
Yeah, my five-year-old grandniece was with me. We were at the Leamington Dock, and I loved the questions, not only as we were waiting for the eclipse, but as things were changed, and I had been talking to her, telling her the things I'd learned from you about it, of what to expect. But she even had questions about her little glasses, you know, the eclipse glasses. She had the kid's size, so she really liked that. But even about that, like how they work, why so dark? And you know, it was like a whole afternoon of questions and answers. And so she was really intrigued by the whole thing. And I love the fact that she, you know, remembered much later that the diamond ring was her favorite part, you know, and things like that. So I really hope that it did spur that kind of interest in kids to look at the sky a little more often.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing, you know, is that this whole event, I think, spurred a lot of conversations about not just science concepts, but about big questions that people have. You know, I mean, one of the comments that I got from parents especially was they were so glad that they had this experience with their kids because it kind of opened their eyes to the fact that our world is so much bigger than we tend to focus on. You know, we're very small parts of the bigger universe. And it started conversations about, you know, how, you know, there's more out there. And people have a lot of common questions, you know, about how we fit into the bigger universe. Is there life out there? There's other things out there beyond what we see in our everyday lives that we tend not to think about. And people tend to have the same kinds of questions and feelings, and it starts conversations. I think it builds a community, you know, it gives people a sense. And I think people need that. You know, the biggest thing that I noticed was people were really looking for an opportunity to share their excitement, their questions, their pictures. And I think that's part of us coming back still from the whole COVID thing of being isolated. I think that had a big impact on not only our community, but the world, and giving people an opportunity to have something that they're excited about to share with other people. It helps them to also understand that we have a lot of things in common, and maybe it breaks down some barriers and allows us to feel like we're part of a bigger community. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Whenever you can start a conversation about anything that people are excited about, you know, it's great to be able to talk about it with others.
For sure. Hey, speaking of those eclipse glasses, for those who are still hanging around, I have them hanging around, including me. What can we do with them now? I know there was like a spurt of information at the beginning. Some of it was like send them in the mail to the U.S. What can we do locally?
Right. Well, this was something that happened with my email and my Facebook account where I was selling solar eclipse glasses. I started getting emails right after the eclipse happened about, hey, I heard that there's a place where we can drop off our solar eclipse glasses and they can be distributed to other people that might not have access to them for future eclipses. So I actually reached out to Tom Koch at the Jack Miner Bird Sanctuary, and it turned out that he had initiated contact with a group called Astronomers Without Borders, which is an international agency that attempts to build connections with the groups all over the world to share experiences, to pass along education about the night sky and events that are happening, but also to try and be able to help people experience astronomy who might not otherwise have access to telescopes or equipment or safety glasses for solar eclipses. So they have a program where they collect and recycle solar eclipse glasses from past eclipses. And what they do is they collect them from various groups in various communities, and they, of course, vet the glasses. They take them, and after collecting them, they check them for safety, make sure that they're in good shape, and then they pass them along to communities that are in future eclipse paths so that they might be able to pass them out for free. They don't sell these glasses, and they give them to people who either don't have the financial wherewithal to purchase glasses or don't have access, and they try to make those glasses available. And what a great way to pay it forward, to give other people an opportunity to experience what we did. So I've been talking to some of the people who have been vendors for the solar eclipse glasses here in Windsor, and I've put all of their names on my website, windsorsolareclipse.com, and you can go to that website and look up places where you can drop off your solar eclipse glasses. And we're collecting them. We're hoping to get them all taken care of by the end of Friday this week. So you need to get out and get them taken to those places as quickly as possible. I also want to mention that the Windsor Public Library System and the Essex County Public Libraries are also collecting these glasses. So you can drop them off there as well. And they're all going to be put together in a big donation package that's going to be shipped off to this Astronomers Without Borders group. And we'll be able to send them on their way to people who could use them for future eclipses. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. So do it by the end of this week. It'll help you clear out your car, your counter, wherever you got them stuck in your purse. Get them off before the end of this week. Fantastic. That sounds like a great thing to do. Steve, thanks so much. And thanks so much for leading up to the eclipse, how much you did for us to help spread the word.
Well, I had so much fun getting to know people and just trying to pass along a little bit of information. So I'm glad I had a chance to do that. And thanks for helping me spread the word.
Okay, we'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
That's Steve Pellerin, astronomer at the University of Windsor. It's 5.